On January 10th, Lacey Minell, a popular student at D.C. Everest High School in Weston, was killed by an alleged drunk driver. Shannon Young is a local alcohol abuse counselor whose daughter was one of Lacey's classmates.
Got the phone call from my 13-year-old just absolutely sobbing. There were parents all over this community that were trying to console their children on that evening. Our laws help create a culture that minimizes the seriousness of drinking and driving.
Young's daughter and other Everest students got more than 1,000 people to sign a petition calling for tougher OWI penalties in Wisconsin. And there is now legislation pending at the state Senate. But Jim Troy of the Marathon County Tavern League says when OWI laws get tougher, some taverns go out of business.
Every time it changes, there's a percentage of bars in Wisconsin that go out of business. Most of it, most time, is going to be the rural bars, the ones that don't have access to a cab.
The threat to the tavern industry is also troubling to some free market advocates, like Jim Moss, chairman of the state's Libertarian Party.
Taverns have been in Wisconsin as long as Wisconsin's been a state. Having the state affect their business without any compensation is a tragedy.
But to Shannon Young and those who have been hurt by drunk drivers, it's not just tavern owners and their customers who have rights.
Anytime a person gets behind the wheel of a car and they are intoxicated, they have the ability to injure somebody else. So they are then infringing on the rights of others.
The state Senate will probably vote on OWI legislation this spring. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.